had the opportunity to sit down with Senator Rockefeller and Secretary LaHood. We're doing everything we can to try to bring this to a conclusion. Had excellent working relationship with Senator Rockefeller. Both of the staffs have worked together. And I regret that we've come to an impasse here, and I've tried to do everything I can to keep the process moving.
What is your estimate of the cost of this furlough to the FAA?
Well, again, the anecdotal information I have is about $25 million in lost revenue coming into the trust fund. Additionally, you know, we have projects that have been put on hold. We have employees who've been furloughed. So it's a pretty dramatic effect on the agency.
What are plans when this furlough ends to recoup any of that money? Will it be possible?
Well, I don't know if we can recoup the revenue that's lost, but we're going to do everything we can to make employees whole. Unfortunately, when government doesn't authorize programs, then you can't pay folks. You can't make up for lost time on construction projects or programs that have been put on hold. That's lost. But again, what we need is a long-term FAA reauthorization. We've done 20 extensions. I'm going to do everything under my watch to bring this to a conclusion and get this long-term permanent bill in place.
On the subject of employees being paid after the furlough ends, I know there's a move in the Senate to make that clear in legislation. Do you also support employees receiving back pay for these furloughed days?
Well, let's have to see the specifics, and no legislation will be considered until we get a resolution of moving forward either with an extension, one that's been pending for more than a week in the Senate now, or that we get a long-term bill enacted, then we can negotiate at the same time, making people whole who have been damaged by this.
In terms of the fees that are not being collected right now by airlines, will the government be able to collect that money? Is there any way for them to make up for these lost taxes?
Well, from a legal standpoint, I don't really, no. I'm told they cannot. It is unfortunate. I wish the airlines had taken an initiative to impose their own fee and then turn it over to the trust fund. That would be the responsible thing, but sometimes when you have a difficult situation, people don't take those initiatives. I regret that any airlines have taken advantage of the situation. Again, it's having a negative impact across the board, and you don't like people to take advantage of it when that occurs.
And what is the major sticking issue in this reauthorization?
There are about a half a dozen issues. One of them, of course, is the Essential Air Service. Another one is the levels of funding. One is the slots at Reagan, and then we have a National Mediation Board issue, probably a couple of others that can all pretty much be wrapped up, but they're sort of intertwined in trying to get to at least some concession, some agreement, and on all of the above. So that's what it takes to get this done. Sometimes the politics drives, sometimes the policy.
And in terms of getting a deal, what's the time frame?
When the Senate takes up an extension. Now, the Senate has taken up my extension several times, or attempted to, and failed to move forward. The Senate tried to take up their extension and failed to move forward. So this is basically stuck in the U.S. Senate, and I'm ready to roll up my sleeves. I've been over there yesterday, go back again tomorrow, whatever it takes to get it done, talk to the representative of the White House. We'll talk to Secretary LaHood. He's working, too, to get some some action. But right now, we're stuck in the Senate, and we need to move forward.
Would the House consider the proposed Democratic clean FAA reauthorization?
You're not going to see any movement out of the House until the Senate acts.
Some of the FAA employees, representatives have complained that this furlough isn't really being noticed by the public because it's not those air traffic controllers or the visible people. But are there effects of this furlough already being felt?
It's a large agency. We've got in the neighborhood of 40,000 employees. This is 10% of them. Most of the positions are deemed essential. It is unfortunate that the construction projects and other contracts and programs are not moving forward. I think the bigger problem that this hasn't received more attention is that the country's on the verge of defaulting in its credit, so everybody's focused on that. So the partial shutdown of FAA is not getting the attention it probably deserves.